Good morning. This is Dan O'Brien from Top Third Ag Marketing with your Ag Daily Weekly Grain Outlook for Monday, August 14th. Markets have begun the day and the week lower on rains moving through the drier parts of Iowa and Nebraska. There are also forecasts for a couple of systems to move through the Midwest over the next 10 days. Not much extreme heat in those forecasts, and good chances that about 50% of the stressed crop areas will be getting some relief. So that has all added to the pressure that was initiated on Thursday after the relatively surprising yield estimates from the USDA. We have December corn down about 3.5 cents at 371.25 right now. December Chicago wheat down 6.75 cents at 460.25. December Kansas City wheat down a dime at 459.25, with December Minneapolis spring wheat down 27.75 cents at 660.5. And we've got November beans trading down 11.5 cents at 933.5. Also affecting these markets, adding a bit of pressure, funds going into the report on Thursday were long about 60,000 contracts of corn, probably in this sell-off over the last couple of days. They've reduced that position by about 20,000 to 30,000 contracts. We've also had the funds now short Chicago wheat to the tune of about 12,000 contracts, and they were long Kansas City wheat, about 50,000 contracts as of last Tuesday. Again, some additional liquidation after the report. And in the soybean market, the managed money was about even going into the report on Thursday. I'd imagine they have sold 30 to 40,000 contracts in that contract as well. So that's what we'll be looking at from here on out. The weather forecast, but applied to the new backdrop of the most recent numbers reported by the USDA. That's all I have for this morning. If you'd like to reach Top Third, you can call us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a great week.